This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Wednesday edition kicking off Hour 3. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site, we give them away. freetalklive.com. We continue with the phone calls here. It is the show about your calls. Let's go to Matt in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Matt.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Good.
Hey.
What's on your mind?
I was listening to you guys on November 11th on Veterans Day.
Okay.
And you posed the query, was there any wars within the last 100 years that were fought for our freedom?
Okay. That's correct. That was the question.
And I would like to make the argument that World War II was, in fact, fought for our freedom.
How is that?
Well, here's my logic. World War II was financed on both sides by the same interests. The same interests financing our side was financing Germany. They really didn't care which side won. They were going to win no matter what.
Who was financing this stuff?
The bankers, the international bankers. Financed both the Russians and the Germans. Prescott Bush was a big financier of the Germans. He was on business with the Germans.
I've heard
people.
A lot that they've tried very hard to link him to the Nazi movement and haven't been able to find any real evidence.
Well, I'm going on faith a lot, so.
Okay, we'll take it at faith.
I don't have any. Anywhere to point you to say that this is true or not true.
Well, wait a minute, but presuming what you say is true, we'll go ahead and presume that it is, then how is what you're saying an argument for us fighting for freedom? If you're saying that we were essentially fighting for the bankers,
and it didn't matter which side won.
Yeah.
Right. And here's the thing, see? It gave us time. It gave us time to actually spot this. They're playing us off. During World War II, they were playing us off the same way they're playing us off now with the duopoly that we have in our government. They play off they control the Democrats and the Republicans back then.
Slow down. You're saying they and us, and I'm not sure who us is or they, but what gave...
I'm talking about international banking interests. This is the main interest. You also have corporations. We're in on it.
How is it that freedom was fought for? I'm pretty cloudy on this. They gave us time, was your answer. What does that mean?
Right. They gave us time to realize this. If the Germans, I have no doubt in my mind.
Who's us? Every American?
Us. We people. Us human beings.
What were we supposed to realize? Because I don't know if we realized whatever it was that we were supposed to realize.
We're supposed to be able to see or to realize that we are being controlled by an
and that
group.
Was the point of fighting World War II, was so the government went and fought in Germany so the American people could realize they were being controlled?
No, that is an outcome of what happened.
Okay, first of all, I don't know if I agree with that the American people realized that they were being controlled at all.
Haven't heard anything like that.
Yeah, wasn't there a draft in World War II? At one point?
Yes, there was a draft in World War II.
Right. You'd think that would have helped them realize they were being controlled, but I guess not, because they continue voting for Republicans and Democrats.
Exactly. They haven't realized it. I'm saying that it was fought for a chance. I didn't say that we actually wouldn't grasp that chance. I didn't say that it actually happened. I said we were fighting for that.
But it's also, no, we weren't fighting for that. The United States military was fighting because they were ordered to fight in a war. It didn't have anything to do with fighting for freedom or fighting for letting people know that they were being controlled or anything like that. It was fought for power. It was fought for a legacy for Roosevelt.
What did the Bilderbergers have to do with Japan?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
All right. I don't know the answer.
I'm left
to that
5 minutes after this call, still not knowing what the hell we fought World War II over. In your opinion?
Well, there's no doubt in my mind that had Hitler been able to take control of England and Russia that he would have turned his guns on the United States.
You believe?
I have no doubt in my mind.
I agree that he would probably have wanted to conquer the world, but I would venture to say that it would be very, very difficult. He was having a tough time holding the portion of Europe that he had.
He was choking on the front of fighting with Russia, and there's no way he could have taken over Russia.
Russia's huge. Imagine
would he have been choking on fighting with Russia if we weren't providing Russia with guns and ammunition and planes?
I don't have any problem with American companies selling ammunition and weapons to other countries. I'm not saying that. I'm only saying that I have a problem with us providing warm, blood-filled bodies in order to catch their bullets.
Okay, also, I'm going to get this off the History Channel now. He was within 11 days of starving England to death, had he kept up the
Too bad for England. We're not supposed to fight for England's freedom. We're supposed to fight for America's
freedom. Well, I understand that, but the point being that I believe that eventually he would have attacked the United States,
but
at which time we would have had to have fought him to defend ourselves.
What people would he have used to occupy all of Europe and a good portion of Asia when you're talking about Russia? All of Europe, what people? Would he have been drawing just from Germany, the German troops to occupy? Would he have converted Russian troops?
A crew of zombies, actually. He was going to raise the dead.
Well, now you're talking about, what if he gets the atomic bomb?
And
if he had had the time, he was actually in the process of developing it.
It is quite possible, but we didn't. Hold on just a second. That's a little unfair because we didn't start the war because Hitler might get the atomic bomb. We started the war for a completely different reason. Now, if Hitler would have gotten the bomb, we wouldn't have even known it, and we'd have just been blown up one day.
Yeah. Well,
and why would he do that?
Happen
anyway,
too.
Why would he do something like that?
Let's say he would.
The man was a nutcase.
Well, that's fine. You know, let's say he would have done that. It doesn't change the fact that in order to fight a land war in America, blowing up America really isn't going to do him any good. And Andy didn't blow up, others. He wanted to invade.
It sure didn't do us any good when we blew up Japan. We're the only ones that have ever done anything atrocious and horrible in that way. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231. That's fact. We're the only ones that have used a nuclear weapon on another country. True.
Well, I don't know that means much, and certainly I think that the
I'm not discounting the millions of people that Hitler killed. I'm not discounting that. I'm just pointing out that people are always saying, well, what if they would use atomic weapons on the United States? Well, we are the only ones who...
Well, the atomic bomb did stop the war under Roosevelt's terms. I mean, we did get a total surrender from Japan. But if he would have accepted a conditional surrender, which they were willing to give long before we dropped the bomb, then we could have saved that many more people.
Innocent people.
Innocent people. Innocent people and our troops.
Let's go to David in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, David.
Hello. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm following a pretty heady issue there. I feel a little inadequate, but maybe I can...
Oh, it's probably not the first time you felt inadequate. Go ahead.
Well, thank you. You make me feel comfortable, I guess.
Good.
That's my job. I'm the host.
Thank you. I just wanted to thank you for using the very latest in internet technology and tools in order to get the word out about libertarian issues and to interact with the public about it. And
well, thank you for listening and caring, David, because it is definitely an important thing to do.
Right. Well, I just recently started a new blog. And it's called Libertarians for Media Access.
Okay.
And I've just got to the point where I've been involved in third party politics for several years, and have worked with candidates and being a campaign manager for candidates, and I've had to deal quite often with the local newspaper and with, of course, just even on the national scale, the media, as far as how it affects campaigns.
Yeah, you're talking about the blackout, how they black out libertarians?
Yeah.
Well, you know, best of luck with your website and your blog. In fact, I think I saw it pop up on Techno Rowdy earlier today, and continue spreading the word as much as you possibly can. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. As many people can get out there and create their own blogs, the better. You know, the more people can get the word out. And, you know, if just a few people read them, it all adds up. We're coming up. Free Talk Live. You take control.
It's a combination of the best that public broadcasting has to offer
and NFL football.
We should pass a law mandating a cooling-off period after the next 9/11 type attack. We know we're going to get hit again, and we know we're going to freak out and pass Patriot Act 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And then we're going to feel bad that we acted in the heat of the moment.
Beating the ideas into the turf until something breaks. Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's Soft Talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Your car coughing, sputtering, riding rough? Think your service center has one magic machine that checks everything? Oh no, one size doesn't fit all. When I come back, I'll give you the scope. The scoop.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to bgfindashop.com.
BG.
Just like in a doctor's office, different diagnostic tools are used for different symptoms in service centers. A scope performs an EKG on your car's electrical system and checks engine functions as it runs, just like a patient on a treadmill. A scanner, on the other hand, talks with car's onboard computers and sensors, like getting a patient history. But if your car has new noises, hard steering, bumpy ride, or vibrating brakes, you don't need a machine test. You need a doctor, a qualified, experienced technician. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit Fabrics got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 23rd to the 25th. Meet libertarian superstars like John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, and many more. The most influential libertarians in America will be there. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum to get registered and learn more. That's FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. And I mentioned our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features, we give them away, and that includes the archives. An entire year's worth of the show is waiting for you right there on the front page of the website. Easily downloadable for your convenience for free. FreeTalkLive.com. In the last segment, Mark, we talked to David in California who was talking, or actually, excuse me, Matt. It was Matt who was saying that the World War II was fought to, the result of World War II was that people would realize that they were being controlled. That the Bilderbergers and the NWO are in control of everyone and everything. The bankers!
Well, yes, he said he did say that, and I never quite got the point there. But then he switched to the tactic that Hitler would have taken over the world. And what my question here is, if the Bilderbergers were controlling Hitler and the Bilderbergers are Jewish and Hitler was killing the Jews, why were they on the same side?
Yeah, well, there's all kinds of inconsistencies when you start breaking the conspiracy theories down.
And that's, I'm certain that there's some easy explanation to that. It's just, it seems like the first layer of the onion that I would have to peel off.
Right, and am I denying that bankers are powerful people? No, certainly not. They've got a hell of a scam set up with, fiat dollars and all of that.
And they may very well be controlling the world.
Maybe.
They may be. I don't know if they are controlling the world, I doubt very seriously that the people that believe that they know that they're controlling the world know the names of these people. I really doubt it. That if bankers are controlling the world, you don't know who the bankers are that are controlling the world. That's just what I think. I think that bankers probably do control the world. There are central banks in every country.
Right.
That for some reason bankers make huge amounts of money on the fiat currency and fractional reserve lending and all that other stuff. But it's not an idea that sells.
That much is true. And really, I mean, whether or not it's true that they are or are not in control of the world doesn't make a hill of beans of a difference as to whether or not I'm going to continue fighting for liberty. Because it seems like a lot of the conspiracy people out there, Mark, they seem to just give up. They seem to just look at what they believe to be this grand conspiracy, this new world order, you know, all of this stuff. And they look at it and they say, you know, they're just in control of everything. It doesn't matter what we do.
It does make one feel inadequate. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just no way to fight this big, monstrous, evil menace that's sweeping the world. I don't imagine how you could.
They have their tentacles into every single possibility, every corner of your life. They're totally in control. It's very disempowering. And even if it's true, does that mean that it's time to give up and stop fighting? No. And if it's false, it certainly doesn't mean that you should give up and start fighting. So the relevancy is in question to me, and it always has been. So I want to go to an email from Greg, who emailed in on this topic recently. He said, I know it's an effective way to get ratings by taking a contradictory view to predominant mainstream opinion, but with regard to 9/11, one would think you might refrain from this cheap ploy. Anyways, please see a few reasons below why you're idiots. Here we go, Mark.
I would contend that you're an idiot, not me.
Well, some of the conspiracy people are so great at gaining new recruits, aren't they? Just call everybody an idiot. That's going to help your cause. Well, here's what he has to say.
Well, he wasn't going to convince us whether he called us idiots or not, and he probably knew that.
Yeah, well, I guess it made him feel a little better. You make a broad, sweeping statement that most of the theories put forth by the 9/11 scholars have been debunked without offering one example of any debunking.
Oh, well, please. We've offered all kinds of examples of debunking.
Sure we have.
We give you websites that you can go and look at further debunking that we haven't been able to cover because there's so much debunking that's been debunked.
Exactly. We've actually read excerpts from these websites, and I'll name them again. LooseChangeGuide.com is an excellent one. 911myths.com was another good one as well. And I bring these up not because I believe one way or the other. I don't know who caused 9/11. I don't know if it was the terrorists like the government said it was, or if it was the government like the conspiracy theorists say that it was. I don't know. I don't presume to know that. But I do know that a true believer of either side, a true believer in the government story, is not going to accept any of the conspiracy theory. They're not going to look at it at all. They're going to blow it right off. And they're going to say, what? You dare question the government story?
You're a crackpot.
You're a crackpot. But the true believers on the conspiracy side are also of the in the same vein. They also will reject anything contrary to their belief system. So if you're a true believer that the government was behind the 9/11 attacks, then no amount of evidence that we bring up is going to convince you otherwise. So really, it's two sides of the same problem. And so that's why when we mentioned these websites on the air, which we do whenever this issue comes up, that's why you didn't even hear it, Greg. It just passed through one ear and went out the other ear, because it would have challenged your belief system to go and look at this information. Do I believe that every piece of information on those websites is correct? No! I was just citing them so you'd have something to go and look at to maybe challenge your set of very strongly held beliefs. That's all. He goes on, though. More reasons why we're idiots. You make the absurd statement that because 9/11 happened 5 years ago that it's not relevant today and people should stop talking about it. Go back to sleep, everyone, says Greg. Well, no. I didn't say that people should stop talking about it. I just said that the truth behind 9/11 isn't really relevant. It's not relevant to my life. It's not going to change my behavior one iota. If the news tomorrow comes out that President Bush signed the order to attack the World Trade Centers, you know, if the facts come through, we can actually see this. I mean, if there's hard, concrete, undeniable evidence being pronounced on Fox News and CNN and all of the news agencies, it won't change my outlook on life. I'll still think government is corrupt, dangerous. Government is a terrible organization that needs to be fought to the bitter end. I'll still believe all of that.
Right, and you know the whole 9/11 idea. It's like the liberty movement and the 9/11 movement sort of cross, but they don't necessarily have the same goals.
No,
you know, I believe that the government is big. It's corrupt. It's capable of all kinds of atrocities. Did it commit this one? I'm not sure. I don't think so. That's my opinion.
Right.
And what are you going to do about it? You're going to educate people. You're going to let them know. And, you know, most of them, the vast majority of them are going to think you're crazy, just like they think I'm crazy for not wanting to see such a large government. I understand.
Sure.
But what do you want to do about it? You want to put new people in charge of the government?
Apparently so.
Yeah, because that's really what's going to happen. And then, what have you done? You have this, you have the
baby. We're bringing them up on charges!
You have the baby with the gun again.
Yep.
You've just taken the gun out of the hands of one baby and given it to another baby. They're going to shoot somebody with it. Stop giving them the gun!
Right, that's why we don't intersect with these people. I mean, the only things we have in common is that we don't like the current administration. But we want to get the government cut down to, you know, cut back down to, you know, up 1% of its current size, whereas they have no problem with plenty of government programs. It's just these guys that are in charge. They're the problem. It's not government that's the problem. It's the people that are in charge. We just need to replace them with good, constitution-loving, God-fearing Americans.
Yeah.
And that'll solve everything.
Grassroots Americans.
That's their belief system. But Greg has a few more thoughts for us, because okay. He thinks we're idiots. 800-259-9231, that's the toll-free number, the Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Sometimes you feel like you're just a number. To the banks, the credit card companies, the lenders, and financial institutions, you are just a number. Your credit score. And unless that number is above their standards, you get stuck paying more for everything. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. If you don't have perfect credit, banks will either take advantage of you or slam the door in your face. But I want to send you a free tape that shows you how my proven system will wipe the slate clean once and for all. My system doesn't just raise your credit score, it will permanently insulate your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have. Call today and I'll send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system. You can hit the reset button on your credit score and wipe the slate clean. Let me show you how. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-400-8498. That's 1-800-400-8498. 1-800-400-8498.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
The Japanese have used magnetic therapy for thousands of years, and it's more popular today than ever before. Established in 2000, Arizona Unipole Magnetics, AUM, is the number one online source for the superb Dr. Philpott-approved Polar Power Magnetics. Now offering a complete line of these fine magnetics in an easy-to-read mail-order catalog. No hyped-up product descriptions to waste your time, just the facts. Unique polar-powered magnetics are designed to apply only the negative magnetic field to the body, and they're the only magnetics used in Dr. Philpott's research. Proven safe with over 23 years of documented research, now, GCN listeners can order the polar-powered ceramic block biomagnet and get a discount. This is the workhorse of all biomagnets. Just mention GCN when you place your order. Visit azunimags.com. That's A-Z-U-N, as in North, I-M-A-G-S.com. Or call toll-free to order and request a catalog. 888-442-0449. That's 888-442-0449.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features, we give them away. We do ask that you buy some stuff like the Free Talk Live branded merchandise we have at the Free Talk Live store. Head over to store.freetalklive.com to get your shopping done. Buy some Free Talk Live t-shirts or hats or even our flag, which is actually not a Free Talk Live logo flag. It's a special flag. You'll see what I mean. Head on over there, store.freetalklive.com. We've got archives of classic shows from way back when on DVD collector sets. All there, store.freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com. Great way to support the show and get some cool Free Talk Live stuff.
Not to mention, it's a great way to look more attractive to the opposite sex.
Ooh, yeah. All right, so we're in the midst of an email from Greg. He thinks we're idiots. And he's outlining reasons why he believes it to be why he believes that to be the case. And he's offended that we are sort of, well, we could care less about the truth behind 9/11. At least I could care less. I mean, I don't want to speak for you, Mark.
I believe that there's a very good chance that some Middle Eastern wackos decided that they wanted to hijack some planes and managed to get by our security at that point. We'd never had an attack like that before. And, you know, that's the way you manage to, you know, think outside the box and your plan could work. And it looks like it did, and that's what I believe happened.
Okay, well, I don't personally believe anything. I don't know. Maybe they were the guys that did it. Maybe they were hired by the government. Maybe they were hired by Bush. Maybe they did it on their own. Maybe Bin Laden was behind it. I don't know who to believe, and it doesn't matter to me which way it worked out, because the results are still the same. Like, it doesn't matter what the plot was. It doesn't matter who the conspirators were. What resulted was less freedom for America. What resulted was the Patriot Act. What resulted was the Military Commissions Act of 2006, the Defense Authorization Act of 2007, all of these pieces of legislation that have eviscerated what remained of the Constitution, destroyed rights, destroyed more freedoms here in America, and that's what resulted from 9/11. You know, George Bush was right when he said the world changed. The world changed on 9/11. But that's because they did it. The government were the ones that changed this country. They're the ones who are responsible. And, of course, the people are responsible for electing them over and over again. The issue is the size of government. The issue is what happened as a result of 9/11. And this is tangible. This is concrete. And this is real. There's no speculation involved here. We know the Patriot Act was passed. There's thousands of pages. You can go and read it for yourself if you want to. If you're really boring. But it's there. We don't have to question it. There's no debate. There's no debate as to whether or not we have less freedom. I mean, the government themselves come out in front of the cameras and say, well, you got to trade the freedoms for security. It's okay, America. We're going to give you your freedoms back. Just hold on. Just let us hold them for a little while. These are the things they say. He gets out and says he wants to catapult the propaganda. I mean, it's all right out there in the open. I'm not concerned with the intricate details of how exactly those planes managed to get hijacked and flown into buildings. To me, irrelevant. But he goes on with his claims about why we're ignorant idiots. He says, you claim that people will never be convinced that there is a cover-up in relation to 9/11 when a recent scientific poll shows 84% of Americans believe there is a cover-up. No, I don't think that's what the poll quite said. I believe that 84% of the Americans didn't believe the government story. That's all. That doesn't mean they believe there was a cover-up. It doesn't. I mean, you're reading into that. And either way, it doesn't matter anyway. Really? I mean, 84% of Americans believe there was a cover-up. So what? So? What's going to happen as a result of that? Whoop-de-doo. You're just citing that to make yourself sound more legitimate, as though what you're saying matters.
I mean, you know, what people think is covered up is different, though.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, 84% of Americans do not believe that the government put, you know, the government, in fact, blew these planes up.
That was not the question that was asked.
Right. That's not even close to what they believe. Now, do 84% believe that there's a certain level of covering up the going on in people's butts, you know, that maybe they should have caught these terrorists earlier or something like that? Yeah, I would say people believe that.
And it doesn't matter if 99% of Americans believe the government was
behind
9/11.
They're not doing anything about it.
Right. They're Democrats.
So now 99% believe it. And we've had an election. Why didn't they storm Washington with pitchforks and torches and skewer these people on a stick, put their heads on a stake, draw and quarter them?
Because they don't care either.
Right.
They don't know and they don't care. And your videos are not going to convince them to do anything different about it. He says, you fools just continue to perpetuate the old paradigm of partisan politics when every day more and more people are waking up to the reality of a global synarchy, an elite brotherhood of financiers and industrialists using orchestrated terror attacks to install globalized fascism. Wait, have you listened to this show, Greg? Did somebody just email you and ask you to email Free Talk Live?
Yeah, because we don't
perpetuate the old paradigm of partisan politics?
Well, I guess he might believe that we are both members of the Libertarian Party.
I think he believes we're members of the conspiracy.
Well, yes. As a matter of fact, I've got my Jewish conspirator card right here.
And your yarmulke.
Yes, that's right. I've got my little, what do they call those pieces of hair that hang down?
I have no idea.
I'm me either, whatever.
Button chops?
No, yeah, like things like that.
Yeah.
You know, I forgot where I was going. We got off on the Jewish conspirator thing. I messed up where
I was
going.
Well, let me continue with Greg. He says, I do not doubt that you will continue to spill your ad hominem arguments regarding 9/11 and reproach and censure the callers into your show who believe in an inside job. When have we ever censored any of the callers to this show?
Usually we won't let them go on through three segments.
I guess they could consider that censoring. No. See, you don't understand, Greg. On most radio shows, people like you would not even be allowed to get on the air.
Right.
And
your email would not be read.
Nope.
It would be discarded. It would have been caught as spam.
And if you managed to sneak onto the air by telling the call screener, yeah, I want to talk about whatever Rush is talking about. You know, if you actually lied about your topic and then you started spouting off about 9/11, you wouldn't be allowed to stay on for very long. In fact, they might even dump out your call and you might not have ever made it on the air.
Right. I mean, once you get the words out of your mouth, they've got a 7-second delay. They dump out with that 7 seconds and whatever you said for the last 7 seconds is gone.
Yep.
Sorry.
And all they need is a few seconds to identify that you're saying something they don't want to hear.
Right. I mean, it doesn't take too long to figure out that you've turned this into a 9/11 call and off you go.
Right. So
7 seconds into the past, and whatever you said that might have been of some importance is gone.
So to suggest that Free Talk Live censures callers is ludicrous.
And emailers.
Yes, we don't allow callers to go on for 3 hours straight about whatever it is they want
They're
to. Because
boring,
then it's
boring right. 9/11 crap.
Because then it's not a radio show, it's not a talk show, it becomes a lecture forum. And that's not the point. He goes on to say that you censor the callers who believe there was an inside job. Blah, 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 blah.
Plus, I don't want to become a 9/11 expert. I don't want to spend all this time figuring it all out. I know what the results are, is that the big government that we have in place has taken away more freedoms. I don't need to know whether the government did it or not. I just don't need to know that.
But, Mark, you cannot change the fact that the prevailing opinion in the United States is that the laws of physics still hold true and therefore the WTC collapse was due to prepositioned explosives.
How did the explosives get there?
They don't have a good answer for that.
No.
How
could you possibly have gotten that many explosives into that building?
And stock answer is that, they shut the building down for a security checkpoint, a security clearance, two weeks in advance over a weekend.
What about the janitors and the people that work in this building? Wouldn't you know if there was that much explosives, TNT, C4, whatever, wrapped around these pillars in this building?
Right. Wouldn't you have maybe seen some of the people going in with these devices, explosive devices?
Absolutely.
And how about the month-long period of time that it supposedly takes to lace a building for a professional planned explosion? I mean, this isn't something you can just do in an overnight, my friend. It's ludicrous.
Please tell me this email's over.
It's pretty much over, but he's going to accuse us of being on the inside here in a moment. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm sure not getting paid like I'm on the inside.
Yeah, where's our money?
I need
to talk to the Rockefellers. Where are the Masons when you need them?
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die, with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size, without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
It's America's number one selling brain support supplement, Focus Factor, and you can try it free. Focus Factor supports your memory, focus, and concentration with nutrients that support healthy brain function. And we've got a free bottle just for you, a $75 value. You simply provide $4.95 for shipping and handling, limit one per household. Call 1-800-407-6231. 1-800-407-6231. Come on, it's free Focus Factor. 1-800-407-6231.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, the Wednesday edition. There's enough time for your call if you make it now. At 1-800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with me.
And Mark.
You can become a Free Talk Live amplifier, like over 300 of our listeners have done, by going to amp.freetalklive.com. Now, why would you want to do something like that? Well, maybe you really like Free Talk Live, and you appreciate the fact that we give you all of the features on our website for free, and you want to help support the show. Those would be three good reasons, because all it costs is $3 a month to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. You get access to the amplifier-only call-in lines, amplifier-only forum, and more, all kinds of fun stuff there. amp.freetalklive.com. The idea is simple. You send us the $3 a month, and we take it and turn it around into advertising, marketing, and promoting Free Talk Live. We buy more industry advertising to get more radio stations on board with the show. We buy internet advertising to get more internet listeners on. And that means more new people experiencing the message of freedom and liberty 6 nights a week.
We pay to have coffee and donuts delivered to the show every evening?
No.
Not even once.
Yep, it's all going to promote the show and get the details. amp.freetalklive.com is a return to the email from Greg. Greg believes that we are fools. We are idiots, as he put it. He used both terms in his email because we don't believe everything that the conspiracy theorists claim about 9/11. And that makes us idiots and fools, apparently. Now look, as we've pointed out, it doesn't matter to me what the story was, what the true story was behind the scenes. It doesn't matter to me what the true story was behind the scenes of the assassination of John F. Kennedy. It's irrelevant. What is done is done, and what happened as a result happened as a result, and going back and bringing up George Bush on charges isn't going to fix the screwed up situation we have in this country today. It might make a few people feel good. It might vindicate people like you, Greg. You'll say, ha! We brought him up on charges because we were right, and it really was the NWO and the Masons and the Bilderbergers and the Illuminati that were behind this. Aha! We've proven it. Of course, none of that will actually come out in court, even if George Bush is brought up on these charges, which, of course, he will never be brought up on charges, because who's going to bring him up on charges? You, Greg? You and the 9/11 Scholars for Truth? Who's going to bring him up on charges?
No, the government's controlled by these Democrats? People. What can we possibly do?
The Democrats have already pledged to not impeach President Bush. He's in no danger of being brought up on any charges. So really, all this is a, essentially, it's like a self-pleasuring session for these people. Oh, we know so much about 9/11. Look at our vast tomes of knowledge.
Yes, and that's really it. It's all about, I know something about something that you don't know about. I've got a little secret.
I've done research.
And if you don't like my secret, you're an idiot. If you don't think my secret's true, you're a fool.
He says, please get with the program or get out of the way. I don't doubt that you'll...
How would I get out of the way?
I guess he means get off the air.
No,
because we're wasting
our time. We should get off the air. Well, I'm sure that would make him happy.
Because we're not yet another in the long line of conspiracy theorist shows, we're a waste of air time, in his opinion. Well, but luckily, a lot of people have opinions, and you're just one of them, Greg.
You know, the thing is if these... There's lots of conspiracy shows out there. That's not our shtick.
That's right.
We don't do that.
Go listen to them. They do a fine job of having a bunch of people on every day to talk about 9/11.
Ugh.
Makes me want to shoot myself when I hear those shows.
And we're bringing on another scholar for truth today. Going to talk about how the Bilderbergers and the Illuminati have been controlling the world for all time. Look, you can look at the backside of the dollar bill and you can see their Illuminati symbols. That's proof enough right there. What are you going to do about it? Share some videos with your friends.
Buy these videos and share them with your friends.
Woohoo!
That'll fix everything.
So then he cites Arthur Conan Doyle, who, as you may know, is the author of Sherlock Holmes.
Mm. I was thinking it was Tarzan, but I think it's somebody else.
maybe he also wrote that. I don't know. Was that Rudyard Kipling?
No,
that was a Jungle Book.
Yeah,
I don't know who wrote Tarzan. Arthur Conan Doyle, quote: "Once you eliminate the impossible, whatever remains, no matter how improbable, must be the truth." Well, citing a quote from an author doesn't make your arguments hold water. He says, P.S., continuing to insult Jeff Rentz, who is very well known and respected in the realm of talk radio. Really? Where are all his advertisements?
Edgar Rice Burroughs.
Jeff Rentz, he's claiming, is very well known and respected in the realm of talk radio. Yeah? Well, how many stations is Jeff on? Where are his industry accolades and awards? Who's he got designing his website? His grandmother?
I haven't seen his website. I don't know.
Now, to be fair, there's actually the top talk shows out there, of which Jeff Rentz is not one.
No, not even in the top 250.
Yeah, and believe it or not, he's not in the top 250.
No, he's not.
And we are in the top 250. The Talkers. Talkers Magazine, which is the industry publication, the industry publication. There are some radio publications like R&R.
Yeah,
and Radio Inc.
Radio Inc.'s awesome. I love that magazine.
It's more of a sales magazine.
It is. It's a sales magazine.
So there's these other radio magazines that sort of cover the radio industry in general, and then there's Talkers, all about talk radio. In fact, they call themselves the Bible of talk radio. I mean, this is it. So you would think that Talkers Magazine would know. I'm sure they have heard of Jeff Rentz, but you would think that if he was well-known...
Respected.
...and respected... he might appear in the top 250. And let me clarify something for those of you that have never seen the top 250 before. I'm not trying to toot our... I don't really want to toot our horn too much, but there are a bunch of local shows that made it into the top 250.
There's local shows that made it into the Talkers 250. This was the same point I was just going to make.
Like, it's not a huge deal that we're in the top 250 because, you know, some afternoon drive guy in Toledo is in the top 250.
Right.
But Jeff Rentz, whose syndicated show, he's nowhere to be found. Now, you can find, I think the Coast to Coast guy is in there.
Art Bell? Or the guy that...
Art Bell's kind of gone at this point, but George Norrie's the replacement.
No, I think there's a new guy even beyond George Norrie, but maybe he's just the weekend
There's weekend
one.
Guys, too. Okay. Ian Punnett. Anyway, George Norrie, he makes it into the top 250 because his show is, you know, on a lot of stations, and it's a big deal.
Yeah.
In fact, I guess he was in the top 100, but I'm not sure about that. But no rest.
Seems like he should be.
Well, anyway, he goes
the
on
heavy
with his
100, by the way.
He goes on to worship his idol Rentz, who, by the way, Rentz is now essentially a ripoff of Alex Jones. Did you know that? Jeff Rentz used to be like an aliens ghost show, kind of like, you know, the wannabe overnight Art Bell wannabe guy. But now he wants to be Alex Jones. I mean, he's all of a sudden changed his tune ever since I guess getting on the network that we're on, and now he does conspiracy crap. So, and he's lost stations as a result of that. because stations that previously had him on to be an overnight show to talk about ghosts and crap, which is big in the overnights in radio, like people love that stuff in the middle of the night. Since he started talking about conspiracy crap, they've been taking him off the air because I guess people don't want to listen to that. Anyway, he goes
on to say, they do it on WLW, the Big 700 in Ohio, all the time, so I don't know whether that's entirely true. I think that there's definitely a market for conspiracy talk.
Who's on conspiracy on WLW? That's a Clear Channel station.
In the evenings, I've heard the guy. It's just a local guy.
Huh. Okay, well, anyway. He says he's very well-known and respected in the realm of talk radio, and whose website, Wrench.com, is one of the most visited sites on the web. So what? You don't get it, Greg. Popularity does not define accuracy. Popularity does not make it so that whatever the people that are popular are saying is true. There can be all kinds of people that will believe just utter garbage, and it can be totally popular. Am I making sense there?
I don't know. I'm getting an IM from a listener that says that Rents is claiming to be on the Talkers magazine top 100.
The top 100?
The heavy 100.
Well, you know what? If I had the list in front of me, I'd look it up. We'll check it after the show just to guarantee, but I'm pretty sure he's not. Anyway, one of the most visited sites on the web will only serve to expedite the early cancellation of your show. Wow, he's really suggesting Rents is a powerful guy. I mean, if he's saying that if we keep trashing on Jeff Rents, that our show's going to get canceled. But wait, Jeff Rents' affiliate count is growing smaller over time. It's lessening, and we're going up. So if someone's show's going to get canceled, whose is it most likely to be? Just a suggestion. Not that I know anything about the future. I'm not predicting anything here. By the way, in other news, since we're talking about talk show hosts, I spotted this at the top of Drudge a moment ago, and I found it really amusing. From Think Progress, last night CNN's Larry King confessed to Roseanne Barr that he's never used the Internet.
Really?
King expressed doubt that the Internet was a viable political medium because there's 80 billion things on it. When Barr said she liked the Internet,
pretty good.
King acknowledged that, I've never done it, never gone searching. Barr said King would love the Internet if he tried it. King replied, I wouldn't love it. What do you punch, little buttons and things? Can you believe this?
He's a really old man.
You are a relic.
He's a really old man.
You are an antique.
You know, he says that he doesn't do any research on the subjects before people get on his show. He doesn't want to know anything. He wants to ask questions that the American people would ask.
Well, the American people, by and large, use the Internet, Mr. King. And I suggest you give it a try before you croak someday. You know, it's just amazing to me. People are such Luddites. We're done. It's been Ian here with
you. And Mark.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com, we're off to go worship the Illuminati in a midnight mass to Satan.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you